Go to verse number 41.
Sakheti matva prasabham yaduktam. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Sakheti. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi.
So now he says, he starts apologizing because Arjuna and Krishna were friends when they were youngsters. They were best of friends. They always roamed together. They spent time together. And then later on, Arjuna married Krishna's sister, Subhadra. He married Subhadra and then they had the child Abhimanyu. So he was his brother-in-law later on, but before that they were good friends. And as young friends, you know, teenagers, how they roam around. So that's how they used to roam around. So he says, I am so sorry. I did not realize you are the Lord of the universe. You are the total consciousness. And I thought that you are just an ordinary cowherd boy and I am the king. You know, here also Arjuna is the king and Krishna, poor Krishna, is driving his chariot like a chauffeur. He says, I thought you are an ordinary cowherd boy and I am just patronizing you with my friendship. And I didn't realize who I am dealing with. He says, Sakha iti matva prasabham yaduktam. Sakha iti, I thought, matva, thinking you to be my friend, prasabham, it was my foolishness, and yaduktam, and what all things I called you. I said, hey Krishna, you know, hey Krishna, I didn't say, oh, the Lord of the universe, hey Yadav, and Yadav is his family name, like I might call Pankaj, hey Pankaj, you know, or I might say, hey Shukla, you know, so this is like, as a friend, you can address people, and he said, I might have called you fool, I might have, you know, called you, you know, stupid. I might have said, oh no, you are worthless. And then I sometimes made you run and go bring my slippers. He said, oh my God, what all things. As a friend, you know, you do that. You know, can you pick up my slippers when you are coming? Or just bring me that. He says, I made you do all that. And then I called you, oh my friend, I called you Krishna. I called you Yadav, disrespect. Hey Yadav, you know. I was so disrespectful and he feels so bad about it. And he says, ajanata, he says, not knowing mahima nam tavedam, not knowing your glory. He says, I feel so bad. He says, you know, I should have been more respectful. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi. And he says, maybe I did it out of foolishness, pramad, or I did it out of love. But either way, I didn't recognize your glory. I didn't see that you are the Lord of the universe. You are everything and everybody and you are everywhere. And I was such a fool and, you know, and I called you Buddhu and then, you know, I used to, you know, just insult you and just make fun of you and tease. You know, when boys do that and he said, I sometimes called you four-letter words. And, you know, boys do that when they are walking, you know, especially I remember when we were growing up, you know, you just call people all kind of names. You didn't mean to insult them, but that was a loving way of calling somebody, you know, calling them all kind of bad names. So he says, I called you that and I didn't realize that you are the Lord of everything. Everywhere you are, everything you are, there is nothing except you. And that is the hallmark of a true devotee, that he never loses sight of the Lord. The Lord is everything. The Lord is everywhere. The Lord is everyone. And whatever I see, whatever I hear, whatever I smell, taste, touch, whoever I come in contact with is the Lord and the Lord alone. There's a very beautiful story about Hanumanji. I'm sure some of you would know this incident, but Hanumanji was a servant of Lord Ram. You know, when the Lord of the universe appeared on earth as Ram, as a human being, Hanumanji was said to be the son of the Pavanputra, the god of wind. And his mother was blessed by Lord Shiva. So he had great powers. Hanumanji had great powers, great strength. But when he meets Ram, he recognizes that who I am dealing with is the Lord of the universe. And he becomes his servant and he gives up everything and says, Lord, I am here to serve you. Whatever you want, I'll do for you. I am constantly at your feet. And that's what prostration means, that I am at your feet, Lord. If you want to see me, you look down. Because I'm not at your level, I'm not above you, I am at your feet. So that was Hanumanji's attitude. And there's a very interesting incident. He goes to, as you know the story, you know, Sitaji, Ram's wife, gets kidnapped by the evil king, Ravana, and taken to Sri Lanka, Lanka, which is across the ocean. And Hanumanji, because he can fly, is sent to find Mother Sita. And so he does. He finds her and talks to her and tells her, don't worry, my Lord Ram is coming to save you. And then after that he says, now let me go and see who is this Ravana, this evil king. Let me go have some fun at his expense. And he was so powerful, he was not afraid. Otherwise somebody would be afraid to go into the enemy kingdom. And he said, I have Lord Ram with me. I don't need to be afraid. So he goes into the Ravana's palace. And Ravana says, who are you? He says, I am Hanuman. Hanuman. He says, who are you? Where do you come from? He said, I come from Lord Rama, who is the Lord of the whole universe. He said, Rama, I've heard of him. He's just a guy wandering in the forest. You know, he's not a king. He's not even, doesn't even have his own kingdom. What are you calling him, Lord of the universe? He says, no, he is. And I brought this message that return his wife, otherwise you will be in trouble. He said, I don't worry about this guy. He's just a guy wandering the forest, doesn't even have clothes, and doesn't have a chariot. How can he fight me? So Hanumanji said, but I want to have a dialogue with you. So the Ravan was sitting high up on the throne, and Hanumanji was, you know, the throne was very high. Hanumanji was down there at the bottom. Okay, come on, what do you want to say? Hanumanji says, look, I am representing the Lord of the universe. I cannot be that low and you be that high. I have to be equal to you. He said, you are not worthy of being. You sit on the floor and talk. Hanumanji said, okay, I'll sit. And he starts praying to the Lord, and his tail starts growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And he has 100 yards or 100 meters of tail. And suddenly and he sits on his tail, and he's now much taller than Ravana, and he's looking down at him, you know. And then Ravana tells him, looks up at him, says, okay, now what do you want to say? Then he starts talking, and then Ravana thinks, you know, I can bribe him. I can, you know, convince him to come on my side. So he gives him a precious necklace made of pearls worth, you know, lakhs of rupees, you know, millions of, hundreds and thousands of dollars. Very expensive, best pearls. He says, you can have this if you, because he sees that this monkey is not ordinary. He has some powers. He says, why don't you work for me? I'll give you a lot of such pearls. That Ram, he's in the forest. All he can give you is fruits and vegetables. What can he give you? So Hanumanji looks at that pearl necklace. He first breaks it. And then he takes one or two pearls and bites on them. Then takes the necklace and throws it out the window. So what did you do? The courtiers are all shocked. You know, he insulted the king who had given him a gift. So why did you throw that necklace? He said, I bit into it. I didn't find Ram in any of them. So for me, it is useless. Anything that doesn't have Ram in it, I don't want it. So he throws it out. So then Ravan gets angry. He says, where is this Ram? Who is this Ram? You know, you keep talking about him. Where is he? So he opens his heart. He opens his shirt and parts his heart, and he sees Ram's picture there. And, you know, and then from his whole body is coming, hey, Ram, hey, Ram. So that is the hallmark of a devotee. He says, where the Lord is not, I have no interest in being there. So that's why they say places where the Lord's name is discussed or where his glories are told, that is where we should go. You know, where the chanting of the Lord's name is, or where his, you know, like discussions like this are going on, or where the teachers are coming. And where the Lord's name is not, we don't really need to go there. Or even if you need to go as a duty or something, go for a short while and leave. We don't need to waste our time in activities that are not good for my spiritual growth. So what is my purpose in life is spiritual evolution. So where the Lord is, I should be there. And where he is not, it does not mean that the Lord is not there. But activities where it takes your mind away. You know, there are certain activities which agitate your mind or get you disturbed or get you angry or get you... So stay away from those places. Just be where the Lord is. So this beautiful story of Hanumanji illustrates that he saw the Lord everywhere. At all times, the Lord was in his heart. And so that's glory. So that's why he says, O Lord, you who are everywhere, ajanata mahimanam tavedam maya pramada. I did not realize your glory, but now I have. It is like his surrender is complete. Arjuna so far had this ego, now his ego is completely dissolved. So, Swamiji in his commentary says, it is like a play, you are watching how the author has written this play and is showing us how this evolution of the student is happening. So it's very nice. I think two or three questions. So I'll try to answer them one by one. One is at your work. When you see the child, you see that the Lord is there in the form of the child. So then your duty is to love and protect and nourish that child. The parent, yes, you know, they have done wrong, but instead of having hatred or anger, you should have compassion for them, because like Jesus said, oh Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So a person who is committing horrible acts, you feel sorry because this person doesn't know what karmas he is undergoing and carrying out, and then how much his punishment will be. So in a way, you feel not that you go and protect that person. You know, if that person has done something illegal, harmed his child, let the law take care of him. You know, the law will take care of him. But I should not have hatred or anger towards that person. You feel compassionate that this person, maybe he was abused as a child, or he is going through hard times because of which he is now abusing his child. So that is one part of that. You know, that in your work, you constantly see the Lord in the child, and in the other person also there is the Lord, but the Lord is covered by lot of the vasanas and the previous. And as far as my spiritual growth, yeah, it is important to be like, that's why we have Swamiji's coming every month. Actually, now the next few months, January, February, March, every month we'll have some teacher or the other coming. So being in the presence of these teachers and learning from them helps you to grow and evolve. But even when you become a saint, you cannot stop growing or learning or evolving, because as long as you have the human body and you have the human mind, the mind very quickly slips back into its old habits, its old negativities. So constant service is very important. That's why all these Swamijis of the Chinmaya mission, Swami Chinmayananda, he was a realized soul. He had already attained the truth. And he could have stayed in the Himalayas and meditated, but he said, no. It is my duty to serve the world. And every day of his life, from 1950 to 1993, he didn't rest for a single day. Even when his heart was only 10% ventricular function, he was still traveling and serving the world. Why? Because the mind, A, that is the way to pay back, because society has given us so much, so you have to constantly serve. Secondly, the mind can very quickly slip back. So you have to be very watchful. That's why even all these Swamijis, they all get up and meditate. They all do some prayers. I remember Swami Chidananda used to come. He had this little shivling. He would get up in the morning and do his prayers. And they constantly teach, because when they are in touch with these ideas, then your mind remains in that pure state of mind. So by constantly remembering those ideas, it is like your mind is in sattva all the time. Like right now, we are talking about the Lord. We are all in that sattvic frame of mind. You know, we are not thinking about, you know, other things. So the more you are in contact with these ideas, the more. And so each one of us, no matter how evolved you are. So Mother Teresa, even though she was evolved, but by constantly serving, she kept her mind in that attitude of service, in that attitude. So your journey never ends until you leave the body. Even though they, you know, there are some of them are called Jivan Mukta Purusha, like we heard about Swami Chinmayananda. He was described as a Jivan Mukta, that while living he was already realized. You know, like Jesus or like Buddha or like Shankaracharya or Govind, you know, Mirabai or Guru Govind, I mean, you know, what, Guru Nanak and all. These are all saints who are called Jivan Mukta Purusha. Living, liberated. But they don't stop working. They don't stop teaching, because that is, you have to do some things. You cannot just sit in one place and do nothing unless you are in meditation. Now, that's a different story. There are some saints and sages who are sitting in the Himalayas and have been meditating for years. And you might say, they are just wasting their time. No, through their meditation, they are blessing the world. They are actually blessing the world a lot more than somebody who is going out and building homes. But if that is your nature, that is different. But if you have rajas, if you have energy and you want to work, then it's better to serve rather than to sit and do nothing. So it never ends. And that's how your election, like Hansa said, there is always room to improve. It's always a nine. So I think that is why the saints constantly keep on working.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santur Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pasyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Hari Om.